Hey, Chever, it seems today's, I didn't even realize till now, but the last schmooze for the Zaman, obviously learning never ends, and Be'ezus Hashem, you'll continue to learn, but as far as the Zaman goes, this will be the last schmooze, the last official schmooze of the Zaman. Hopefully we'll have a schmooze next week, they'll be unofficial, we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem. So Emes is the chizik I hope to give, I think is a very important chizik in order to Be'ezus Hashem hold on to all of the Torah and all of the growth, not just for time when we're not officially in a structured yeshiva environment, but lenetzach netzachim Be'ezus Hashem. Because that's the avodah. The avodah is to be close to Hashem and close to His Torah, not just when you're zocher to be in yeshiva, but at every moment of life and every moment of time. We'll continue to talk about Tzvir Soimer a little bit. We've been really basing much of the chizuks, the musters on Monday on Tzvir Soimer, over the days of Tzvir Soimer, these very important days of growth. And I wanted today to get back to basics a little bit. Starting from a foundation that we've spoken about before. We all know that these days of Tzvir Soimer are days when Klal Yisrael is and was preparing for Kabbalah's Torah. That as we know, when we left Mitzrayim, we're taught that we left Mitzrayim on the 49th level of Tumah, the lowest of low. And for these 49 days, we're working on ourselves, we're growing each day, another Madrega, until we finally become fit to receive the Torah. Until we finally reach a level of Tahara, of purity, during these 49 days. And that's why we didn't receive the Torah immediately when we left Mitzrayim. Because we weren't fit, we didn't deserve it yet. To connect to something so Kaddish, you have to be Kaddish. And therefore, again, what we're doing is we're trying to emulate those days. We're trying to grow as we prepare for Kabbalah's Torah, to become Tahar, to become pure and fit to receive the Heilige Torah. And the obvious question, again, we've discussed this before, but I want to build off it. The obvious question is, how did Klal Yisrael work on themselves? How did they grow? What did they do to be metar themselves, to purify themselves, to be mekadish themselves, to prepare for Kabbalah's Torah? And I think, and it's not just I think, many Svarim speak about the concept of Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah. Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah, that before we, which is a line we've heard in nursery school, in first grade, in our youth, the importance of midos and character traits and empathy and sympathy towards others. But maybe the line is meant very literally. Kodem LaTorah, before we were able to connect the Torah, before we receive the Torah, one needs to work on their Derech Eretz. One needs to work on their interpersonal relationships. Which makes a lot of sense psychologically. When you have deep, beautiful relationships with others, much of that is based on a sense of humility, a sense of anivus. I care about others sometimes more than I care about myself, because I'm humble, because I have humility. I understand the needs of others. So before I could be mekabel Torah and take upon the needs that God wants for me and care about the Ribbono Shel'Olam, I have to learn how to be mevatel myself for others. Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah. And maybe that's what Klal Yisrael was working on prior to receiving a Torah. They didn't yet have a Torah or mitzvahs to work on themselves like we do. So it must have been the natural, logical ways of working on their midos to prepare for Kabbalah's Torah, to purify themselves. That's why I said over in Ashir last week, 2 weeks ago, happens to be, if you take the gematria of Ahavta L'Reicha K'moicha Ani Hashem, which is 907, it's exactly gematria of Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. Through building Ava Ben Adam L'Chavero, you can come to build Ava Ben Adam L'Mako. It's one in the same. So, Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah, so too, seemingly, that's what we need to be working on. So too, during these days, we work on our relationships, we work on our care for others, building Ksharim with other people. The Sefer Chinuch explains this in a beautiful way. If you open up it, when he talks about the mitzvah of Kibbur Ve'im, he talks about the mitzvah of Kibbur Ve'im and respecting parents and understanding all that we owe to our parents, of course that will build a understanding and an appreciation for the Rabbeinu Shalom and want to do so much for him. So too, similarly, when we build proper relationships in Beinanu Chaveiro, and we have proper humility, we could be Mekabel Torah and take upon Torah mitzvos in a real way. And that's what these days are for, and we should be working on our midos and our care for others. But I want to focus, because all of that until now should have been some level of chazara, I believe over the years, we've spoken about that before. But I want to focus on one specific type of relationship. One relationship that we should be working on, we should be building, which I believe is a key to the success in Torah and Kabbalah's Torah, which is what we're trying to work on and build a foundation and put in the Achana for the Heilig Yontif Shavuos. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. You all learned the Gemara. I know some of you thinking, I never learned Shabbos before. Whether you ever learned Shabbos, you don't learn Shabbos, you've learned this Gemara. Where the Ger comes to Hillel, and the Ger, the Goy at the time, he says, Lamdeni Torah, Kishani Oymed Al Regalecha. He says, teach me Torah, as I stand on one leg, on one foot. A very strange request, much spoken about. There's much commentary on that, even the request itself. Teach me Torah, they stand on one leg. So if Amar Lehillel, Hillel says, Amar Lehillel Azokain, Disani Lecha, Lechavercha Lo Savid. What you would hate be done to yourself, don't do to your friend. Don't do your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. Very pashut idea, at the same time, very important idea. That's all of Torah. The rest is commentary, go learn. We all know this Gemara. But it's a very shver Gemara. It's very hard to understand. First of all, what was the request? And what is the answer? All of Torah is, don't do to your friend what you wouldn't be done to yourself. Additionally, we have to ask, we have the pasuk in the Torah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, love your friend as yourself. Why did Hillel decide to give the flip side? Give the positive. Let's be positive. Love your friend as yourself. Don't to your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. So to the end to that, I once saw the Chiddush HaRim. The Chiddush HaRim, the Ger Rebbe says, by the Umas Olam, by the other nations, they can't appreciate in the deepest way what it is to love another person, specifically not even a blood relationship. To love every person in such a real way, to understand that we're brothers and we're sisters, all of us, to understand we're all B'nai Melech, it's hard for them to understand that. Not to hurt someone else, that they can understand. But to truly, proactively love someone else, it's hard to understand. So he couldn't say, V'alafta l'recha kamocha. He couldn't say it to this ger. But what he really meant was, V'alafta l'recha kamocha. What he really meant was that, love your friends. Now what was this guy requesting? What was he requesting to teach me Torah al regel echad? So the Heilige Magid of Mezrich, Rav Dov Ber, the Talmud of the Baal Shem, he explains what he was trying to say was, teach me Torah in the way that I'm always going to be standing. Even on one foot, I'm always going to be standing. What does that mean? In life, we go through ups and downs. We go through highs and lows. We go through times when we feel very close to Hashem, and lo aleinu, some of the times when I feel very far. We go through days where I could learn with a lot of asmada, and go through days where that's very hard. Days when I'm inspired to daven with kavana, days when that's a little more difficult. When he was saying, Lamdeni Torah kashini oymed al rega echad, teach me Torah the way that I can stand no matter what. Even al regel echad. Even when it's a little more difficult. I'm going to be standing no matter what. Teach me Torah in such a way. That's what Hillel was requesting. That's what the Magid of Medrash says. Teach me Torah where I'll be strong and one with Hashem, one with Torah, one with Tefillah, no matter what. And Chevra, that's what we all want. Every single one of us wants that consistency. Every single one of us wants to feel it. Not just when it's so easy and so conducive in yeshiva, but even when I'm away from yeshiva, even when I have taifas, even when I'm lazy, I want to be strong with you, Hashem. Lamdeni Torah al regel echad, that I'm omid al regel echad. So what's the answer? The answer is, Desani lach l'chavrcha lo savid. Desani lach l'chavrcha lo savid. I once saw, I think it might be the Magen Mezrich as well, if I'm remembering correctly, I could be wrong, that maybe you could learn, Desani lach l'chavrcha lo savid. What's bad to your friend, who's your best friend in the world? The Rabbeinu Shalom. Anything that's bad to your friend, don't do. Push it, simple. Okay, it's a little bit of a chassidish avart in this. But listen to the words of Svasemis. Okay, another chassidish avart. But listen to the words of Svasemis. Svasemis says, what's the answer? What's the answer? Lefi, the way the Bhagavad Vedras explains the question, that this ger wants to know, how could I be one with Torah and always be standing? So Svasemis says, it's found in Shvuas, Tuf Reish Samach Gimel. Ki Adam Yesh Bo Shinuyim Tamid. A person always has changes in life. I have ups, I have downs. It's hard to always be standing on foot. It's hard to always be echad. It's hard to always be the where I want to be. Rak b'chlal Yisrael yesh zeh achdus. Only in Klal Yisrael the whole. Only with achdus. That's what the Svasemis says. What does he mean? He means when we're so super connected to other people, and we have deep relationships with others, it can hold us up at times that are very difficult. It can hold us up when I have achdus, when I'm connected to others, that will be my support system, even when days are difficult, I'm going to be strong. That's part of the godless of a yeshiva. When I'm in yeshiva, and I have the support of my chavrusas, my chevra, my rabbeim, the yeshiva, so it's easy every day to go, day in and day out, seder after seder. There's a support system. There's an achdus. There's an internal pressure. What about when I leave the world of yeshiva? What about Ben Azman? And what about the summer coming up? How am I going to stay al regel echad? So I want to suggest one way. These are days when we learn Perkei Avos. And I want to talk about one relationship. One v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, your greatest friend. Your greatest chaver. Who's your greatest chaver? Who's the quintessential chaver that one needs to have this achdus to be oymed al regel echad? So the Mishnah says, and we've spoken about this before, but the Mishnah says in Avos, all the way at the beginning of Perek Aleph, Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. Some understand that as two separate ideas. Make for yourself a Rebbe, uknei lecha chaver, and it's important to have friends. But there's a vav achibur. It's not two separate ideas. It's not asel charav kne lechachaver. It's asel charav ukne lechachaver. Meaning what? Meaning what? And it works both ways. When you truly have a rabbi, asel charav ukne lechachaver, you've acquired the best friend. You've acquired your best friend, your most important friend. V'hafta l'reacha kamocha, the friend that you need to love and be connected to most. When asei lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver. And it goes the other way as well. You want to be a true friend? It's interconnected. You want to be the best of friends? You have to be a Rebbe as well. What does that mean? That means a true friend is someone who not just buys someone else's side to have a good time, to joke around, but someone, if they see their friend doing something wrong, is willing to tell them and try to be mechazik them in a sensitive way and try to uplift them like a Rebbe would to a Talmud. Asei lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. Your Rebbe, who cares about you deeply, is your best friend. As a best friend, you're also a Rebbe. And that's the relationship of a true chaver. That's the v'ahavta l'recha kamocha that the Svasemis is talking about that will keep you oymed al regel echad. Meaning what? If you make sure, even when you're outside the world of yeshiva, if you make sure you're super connected to a Rebbe, and you're calling your Rebbe, and you feel nechrayas towards your Rebbe, and you're calling him for advice, and you're calling him for halacha questions, and whatever it might be, there's a kesher, there's a connection that will keep you strong wherever you are. You're oymed al regel echad. But additionally, listen as follows. Additionally, if you ensure in your life you decide you're going to hold yourself to a higher standard, and in your relationship with others, you're also going to be a Rebbe towards them. I don't mean you need to go and receive smicha. I don't mean you have to grow a beard. I don't mean you have to start wearing a hat. I don't mean you have to get a title Rebbe. But as a friend, you act like a Rebbe. Doesn't mean you don't chill and have a good time, but it means you're willing to be that role model, to be mashpia on others. Because when you're that, number one, you're going to hold up that person. But number two, when you're a Rebbe towards others, you hold up yourself. Because you hold yourself to a particular standard. You're not going to allow yourself to fall. If you know you're a role model, if you know others are looking at you as a Rebbe figure, how could you allow yourself to fall? If you're the hashpa of your friends, and you're trying to mechazik a friend, for example, let's say to go to Minyan, and then we wake up one morning, and you have difficulties going on in your life, and you're tired, and you're down, and you're out, and you wake up on a random Sunday morning, and you don't go to Minyan. You're not going to allow yourself not to go to Minyan, if you're your Rebbe to your friends. If you're giving chizik to your friends. Sometimes it's just by default you're giving chizik to your friends. By holding yourself to all standards. Sometimes it's in dvarim that are sensitive words. Dvarim ayotim alev nechlasim alev. But if every one of us makes sure that v'ahavta l'recha kmocha, we have this achdus that the Sfas Emes is saying is the key and was the answer of Hillel HaZaken. To uphold the Torah always. So we ensure that we have that relationship with our own rabbeim. That will uphold us, but we also ensure that we have this relationship as we are acting Rabbeim towards others. We will hold ourselves to that standard and we're going to be Oymed al Regel Echad. And that's the Avodah. The Avodah of Avodah Hashem and Ruchnius and Limud HaTorah is not to be a one-hit wonder. It's a lifetime pursuit. I was talking in the Rebbe's room earlier this morning to some of the other Rabbeim, and we're talking about how sad it is when you see individuals that we know, whether our own chevra, or older, younger, that went through and learned years and years in yeshiva, and they did seriously, and now we're talking about Shavuos and all the Shavuos programs, and now Shavuos night, they want to stay up learning, but all they do is just go to shiurim all night, because they don't even know from sitting and steiging over Gemara. They don't even know what it is to really sit and learn. And not that there's anything wrong with shiurim, and it could be mechazikos, and it's beautiful. But mamish people that they learned 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it was, and now they don't know what it is to learn anymore. Maybe they go to a daf yomi shir, but it's also like shir. It's all very passive, which is all. I'm not saying it's not limud Torah beautiful. Don't understand me in the wrong way. But they lost the time and the connection to Torah of limud Torah in a real way. How do we ensure that all that we're trying to build now stays with us and that doesn't become us? I believe deeply. One way, one derech, is this kesher to a rebbe. And being a Rebbe towards others. Asei lecha Rav. Make yourself a Rav. Every one of us has to go into chinuch. Every one of us. Don't tell that to your parents. Oh, Rabbi Cohen said we all have to go into chinuch. You could be doctors. You could be lawyers. You could be in business. You could be, I'll persuade you out of chinuch. Trust me. If you really want to understand. Unless it's something very deep in your hearts. And it's a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. But you, whatever profession you're in. Asei lecha Rav. You have to be a Rebbe to everybody. And you have to make sure you're always connected to a Rebbe. And in that, you'll be zoicha as the Geres, to be oimer al raga achad, to be one and connected to Torah. Through that, v'haftarecha kamocha ani Hashem, which we said is gematria 907, you'll come to the exact gematria v'haftar es Hashem lokecha, which is also gematria 907. And when you're mekayim that, through that kesher to a Rebbe and being a Rebbe to others, that's the ultimate achana for Shavuos, the ultimate preparation for Shavuos. As also, that's exactly gematria, zu hachana l'shvus. This is the hachana for shvus. Hashem, we should be zoicha, to be oimer al raga echad, to be one with Torah, one with Hashem, in all that we do always.